Am Yisrael says, Na'aseh v'nishma. When we speak about a commandment from the Ribbon Shel Olam, you can't say that Hashem said something and then it's over. The idea that a commandment is finite to a specific time, to a specific person, is a physical concept. We do not apply finite physical concepts to the Ribbon Shel Olam. We assume that anything the Ribbono Shel Olam said is eternal, even though it seems in the context to be finite. If we were pure enough, we'd be able to hear right now the voice of Hashem or the commandment of Hashem with every commandment that was ever said. Anything Hashem said is eternal. The weakness we have is that we can't sense the things Hashem said. What we're supposed to do is uplift ourselves. Na'aseh v'nishma, if I will be very careful in what I do, then I will merit to nishma, to hear the heavenly voice continue. And that's what our sages say, that the voice from Sinai continues emanating. Chazal say, the voice from Sinai never ceased. The question is, can you hear it? But na'aseh, if we are careful in what we do, then nishma, then we'll be able to hear Hashem in all the commandments that were